the most important thing that they need to know is that their goals are possible and that they are worth it. They deserve to achieve their goals. They deserve to put the effort in to get what they want in life. And I would say, first and foremost, that's the most important thing, knowing that your goals are possible.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. Today, I am joined by Gary Rankin. Now, I know Gary because he's a mindset coach, and he's part of a group that I'm a member of, and we talk from time to time about mindset and how it all helps. I like, as you know, getting coaches on because when it comes to goals, setting your mind up is what it's all about. So here we go. Gary is a certified professional life and mindset coach. He studied at accredited institutions of the International Coach Federation and the Society of Neuro-Linguistic Programming. He's spent the past 8 years developing himself and is committed to consistent personal and professional growth so he can best help others to fulfill their true potential. He's passionate about personal growth, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get him on the show. He's passionate also about psychology, health and well-being, and the philosophy and spirituality behind all of that. He is well prepared and experienced in helping people create their own personal transformations to excel and thrive. And I know the rest of the gang on the Rebellious Business Network appreciate his input and his support. Now, he's a warm and open guy with a teaching style that is very logical, fun, and practical whilst being completely heart-centered. And some people will say heart-centered, isn't that a bit woo-woo? And you know what? I don't think you can get enough woo-woo in your life. So, Gary, over to you. Tell us anything that I've missed on that bio there.
Not at all. That was perfect. Thank you for such a wonderful introduction. And thank you so much for having me here.
It's a pleasure. And as I said on there, with the Goals Do Come True podcast, so many people out there in the world don't benefit from goals. And it's a crime, in my opinion. Well, I get people on board and say, look, come on, tell us about your big, hairy, audacious goals, right? How you put them together. Are you working on any at the moment that you're prepared to share? Because, you know, some of these are a little bit secret for some people. So you got anything going on, big, hairy, audacious goals-wise at the moment?
Yeah, of course. You know, there's one consistent goal in my life that's constantly in development, and that's myself and the life that I live. So when I first decided I wanted to be a life coach, that goal was I want to become not just a successful coach, but a very good coach. And so the whole vision with that was that I could put a roof over my family's head and live a lifestyle that we all enjoy. And now, 6 years down the line, I can say that I do that. You know, there's a roof over our heads. I have a daughter, a beautiful fiance, and we live a fantastic life. So it's nice to stop from time to time and go, wait a minute. That thing that you aspired to all those years ago, you have it now. And now it's just about taking that to the next level. So the big, hairy, audacious goal is just taking this lifestyle that we live, love, and appreciate so much and taking it to the next level, whereby as roles begin to change, as I get older and I become more of a caretaker to my parents, that I can help and support them the same way that they've always done for me.
I like that. Yeah, because we don't think about the support that our parents are going to need. So no, I like that you've got that as a goal. That's interesting. I mean, I've lost both of my parents, so I haven't got that to worry about in that respect. But, you know, and that was quite some time ago. So I'm pretty much come to terms with that sort of stuff. Okay. So with these goals, Do you write them down? Do you have an app? Are you a visionary? Do you have a vision board and do it that sort of way? How do you go about it?
So the true answer is I do anything and everything, Doug, because I fully believe that I can only take my clients as far as I've gone. And so I don't like giving resources to people or talking about things and offering them to people that I haven't tried myself. So I've got vision boards. I've got goals written down. I've got goals typed up. I've got goals that I visualize, but mainly for me, it's about writing things down. I don't go hugely into great detail into how exactly I achieve them, just the way my mind works. For those of you who are psychology buffs and into your Myers-Briggs, I'm an ENFP. So I'm all about the big vision and not the finer details. So for me, once I've got the goal, I'm itching to get running, and while everyone else is sitting planning, I'm already out doing and I learn along the way. So for me, goals are more experiential. It's I want this experience for myself and my family, or I want to help this many people, or I want to buy or invest in this certain thing, and that there gives me the intrinsic motivation to go for it. But normally always written down in a journal somewhere.
I like written down. I also did do my Myers-Briggs, but I can't for the life of me remember what four letters I am. Although I am resonating a bit with the big picture stuff. There's another thing, DISC profile. I'm in financial services and you'd think that was highly compliant. And I've got virtually non-existent C for compliance, which is a little bit scary, especially if the regulator or my compliance team up at head office are listening to the podcast, and I'm going to pray that they don't. But no, I'm definitely into the big picture thing and also the future. It's like people say, do you remember when? And it's like, do you know what? I don't remember a lot of stuff from the past. It's like, I know if I sat and really sort of worked on it, going back, I could reflect on things, and they, you know, somebody that's gifted in NLP could probably pull it out of me. But I'm very much just like, well, no, there's so much ahead. There's so much excitement ahead. Why would you think about what's going on behind? You mentioned it, that the fact that you wouldn't introduce anything to anybody that you hadn't tried already.
Yeah.
I had a mindset coach on here a little while back. She did a number on me. During the podcast. So don't do a number on me, but however, no, you shouldn't use but, people, because it negates everything that you say after but. So don't use but. However, what would you do to start with somebody on the journey? I mean, your predominant journey is setting up people's mindset. I imagine that's what you're looking to help them do. But correct me if I'm totally up the wrong tree.
No, at all. That's a very large part of what I do. So my original training was in coaching, and I decided to specialize in life coaching. But as you know, coaching is a universal skill. Whether you're coaching someone on rocket science, health and well-being, life, mindset, career, whatever it is, coaching is the ability to hold space for someone, listen, reflect back, and ask questions that prompt insights. And then from there, did my NLP training, which is a lot more of the advanced therapy and specialist mindset work. So for me, when someone first comes to me, it's an open conversation. I don't have an agenda or a preset of questions. It's just, hey, how are you? Welcome. Thanks for turning up. Set the scene. It's confidential. It's non-judgmental. What can I do to help you? And just get them talking. Because when people talk, it paints a picture. Because you hear what they say, and with time, you begin to learn to hear what they don't say as well in between the lines. And that's normally what's most telling. So I get people come to me for a number of reasons. There's some people come to me in a place that is dysfunctional, and we're doing more therapy related work to go from dysfunctional to functional. And then there's a lot of people that come to me to do functional to optimal, and that's career advancement, or, you know, taking their health or their goals or whatever it is to the next level. So it's always asking what I can do to help. And then when we begin to talk about what they want to achieve, then I'm beginning to listen for the specific language and the way they structure what they say to find out if there's any blocks and limitations come up. And that's what it's all about, is creating that vision of where we want to go, removing any initial blocks and limitations that come up just in thinking about it, and then go and take action towards it and deal with anything that comes up along the way. And as you know, of course, mindset's a huge part of that, because our whole world is projected from the inside of our minds and what we think and believe about ourselves and the world. And so when we make alterations to the filters we see the world through, as the quote goes, when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change.
Yes, I can see that. I can see that. So we do all manner of things, you know. So there's visualization, there's writing down. I do like the writing down sort of thing. I like the way it is a conversation. I mean, you know, I've used the term myself as me being a coach, but I haven't got any qualification. So I had a little run in with a coach once because she's, you know, she said, well, you haven't got any exams. And it's like, right. Okay. So what could I call myself? Can I be a mentor? Is that an acceptable for qualified coaches or is coach still okay?
I think you're free to call yourself whatever you like. You know, there's a lot of people who are mentors or consultants who use the label of coach because coach is a very in term these days, but you don't have to go and get a certification in coaching to be a coach. You know, coaching is a skill that anyone can acquire. Some people just like to go and get a qualification so that they are trained to a certain standard or a certain way of coaching. You know, for me, the only reason I got a certification was because coaching was the first thing in my life that I'd ever decided that I truly wanted to do for myself, and I never went to university. So I was like, I want a qualification in this. And at the time, as it is still now, the coaching industry is completely unregulated. And I thought, well, this is for life for me. So if it ever gets regulated, rather than then having to go and get a qualification, I'll go get one now so that if it is then regulated, then I'm prepared. But some of the best coaches in the world don't have qualifications. You know, so
you can you quote some of the best coaches in the world that don't have qualifications, so I can see who I can aspire to be.
And your Priestley, I don't believe he will have any qualifications. Okay. And Michael Neal, I'm not sure if he's got qualifications in coaching, but I'm sure he is NLP trained. But even still, you know, people who are NLP trained are technically more therapists than they are coaches. But again, it's just
semantics, isn't it?
Exactly. We can sit and speculate all day. At the end of the day, do you get your clients the results that they want? That's what's important.
Hello, I hope you don't mind me interrupting this episode. Just wanted to tell you about one of my other businesses, which is DB Wealth Planning and Preservation. We do cash flow modeling, lifestyle financial planning, and wills and trusts. So if that's something that's on your agenda, if you want to see what your future looks like, well ahead of the game, then pop over to my website dbwpp.co.uk and we'll help you create your future and protect your assets. So that's dbwpp.co.uk. Anyway, let's go back to the podcast. I like that. Thank you very much. I needed that. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And this is a little bit earlier than I would normally ask, but then I think, you know, because I think we can pick out some stuff. So the world needs to know a Gary Rankin goals-based nugget. So something that we've not touched on, but it's like, you know, if you want to achieve your goals, what must they know? What's the nugget that they must know to achieve their goals, as far as you're concerned?
The most important thing that they need to know is that their goals are possible and that they are worth it. They deserve to achieve their goals. They deserve to put the effort in to get what they want in life. And I would say, first and foremost, that's the most important thing, knowing that your goals are possible.
That is quite important, because anything anybody else has done previously, you can do it.
Absolutely. And you can even do things that people haven't done before.
Yeah, that's another good point. You know, if you're thinking outside, well, yeah, they say outside the comfort zone. I prefer to use within your expanded comfort zone, right? And let's look at expanding the comfort zone. Okay, so I like that. I do like that. Anything else?
Of course. So once you know that your goals are possible and that you are worthy of achieving them, you need to go and take action. And I would say maybe a precursor to action is having the courage to admit that you want something more for yourself, that you want something better for yourself, and getting clear on what that is. Because there's a lot of people out there who would like better circumstances, who would like better jobs or living situations or health and well-being or lifestyles, but they're just focused on that they want more and what they've got isn't good enough. They don't get specific into what they want. So you have to get clear about what it is that you want. And then I would say write it down, which I know is a favorite of yours, Doug. Mm-hmm. It's a favorite of mine because writing, journaling is like free therapy. You're literally purging energy and emotions from yourself when you write on paper. And there was a study by the Dominican University in California that concluded that people who write their goals down are 40% more likely to achieve them. That's one heck of an advantage, if you ask me.
That's an amazing advantage. And I'm pleased that it's a different university than Harvard that's been quoted in, because that's that, there's that age old one that 3% wrote it down and shared. And you know what? I've hunted on the internet. I cannot find that anywhere. That study that allegedly everybody else quotes in the whole wide world, it's quoted wide and far, but I haven't found the definitive, which is good that you've got one. But 40%, I think that's enough of a reason for people to write things down.
Absolutely.
40% increased chance of achieving your goals. And I'm only saying that because, you know, anybody that's listening that hasn't started this goal setting malarkey should. Or if this is your first time of listening to my podcast, then you should write your goals down because it makes a huge flipping difference to your life. No, I like that. I like that. That's good. So that anybody that doesn't believe this stuff will be able to click on the link.
I love what you say about anyone who hasn't started this goal setting malarkey, because there'll be people out there who say, oh, I don't set goals, or I've never set goals, or I don't need goals. And I would very kindly challenge that and say, that's not true. We're goal orientated creatures. Every single day you have the goal of surviving, of feeding yourself to make sure that you don't go hungry. You have the goal of arriving at work on time so you don't get into trouble. You have the goal of completing your work each day so you don't lose your job, or so that you can move your business forward. Everyone in the world has goals, and everyone in the world works towards goals. Some of them are just subconsciously ingrained. And so goal setting, in the respect that you and I are talking about it, is taking conscious control of something we already do and doubling down on it to make it even more effective.
That is very insightful. We're all doing it. We just need to be a bit more intentional.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got a new, relatively new baby with cutting two teeth. You know, we were talking about sleeping through the night and all the rest of it. And here's a good tip. Share what you did, Arabella. So what did you do to make or help Arabella? Because obviously you couldn't do NLP on her or anything like that.
No, I've done the best, but it's not happening. The hypnosis isn't working yet.
So what did you do to get her to sleep through the night?
So at the time, she was taking kind of a bottle between 2 and 4 in the morning, and it was a comfort thing more than a nourishment thing. So one night when I was on the night shift, I woke up and she was, you know, making noises, letting me know she wanted a bottle, and I just gave her a dummy instead. And of course, she spat it out, and I gave her the dummy back, and she spat it out, and I gave her the dummy back. And it was less than 5 minutes of just continuing to give it back, but not further stimulate her or comfort her in any way. And it must have been the third or fourth time I gave her the dummy, I put my head back in the pillow. And then next thing I know, there's light coming through the curtains. My fiance Kirsty's shaking my leg and leaning over me, and I'm like, is everything all right? She's like, is the baby okay? I didn't hear you getting up during the night. And I was like, why, what time is it? And she's like, it's 8 in the morning. I was like, all right, yeah, I just gave her a dummy and she didn't take a feed during the night. And that was it. From that night on, she was sleeping 13 to 14 hours from between 6 and 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. every single morning.
Happy days. Yep. I mean, who would have thought that you would get that sort of stuff when the goals do come true? But that's a pretty, for most new parents, that's a light, pretty quite exciting goal.
Yep.
To be able to sleep.
Absolutely. And I know kind of dummies, people are quite opinionated when it comes to pacifiers, but that's where for us We used the dummy to help her to stay asleep longer during the night, and now we're weaning her off the dummy so that it's not something she's dependent on to be comfortable. It's something that if she wants to pick it up and shove it in her mouth for a bit of extra comfort while she's teething or whatever, she can't. She doesn't spend long with a dummy in her mouth during the waking hours because she's found her voice now.
Yeah, so a whole new different dynamic that you're going through now. And it's all this encouragement for them to walk and talk, and then after a while it's shut up and sit down. But anyway, you'll come to that. You'll come to that one day. Now, you've got some stuff. Okay, so how can people get hold of you, and what have you got that's available for people to download? And you know, people need to understand, okay, the way coaches work is we work with people that we get on with and that we gel with. Okay. And the way that you can find out about somebody is to sign up for their free stuff, which is why every single week, if I have a coach on board or anybody that's got some stuff, an author or the like, I'm going to share their freebies. There's a lot of free stuff out there in the world, right? But you're not going to necessarily know what it is, what of the free stuff is going to work for you. So that's why you need to sign up for something. If you gel with somebody, sign up for it. Have a check it, you know, check it out. See what the nurture campaign looks like. And I'm using terms within the marketing industry, which may not make sense. But the simple fact is that once you sign up for something, you're going to get a few emails. It's going to share some information, and it's free information. It's just so that you can get a feeling for the type of person that you might be dealing with. Then when you're happy, get a mentor, get a coach, get somebody to support you. The crazy thing is, you know, we go through university or not. I didn't go to university. I know, Gary, you didn't. You got your education after the fact. And if you haven't been to university, or even if you have, you do need to invest in yourself. You need to invest some money to get somebody that's going to hold you accountable and give you direction and that sort of stuff. So that's the sole reason why I talk to my guests and, you know, pull out their freebie stuff so that you can get a feel for it, so that you can get somebody on your side that's going to be able to help you develop yourself. So Gary, tell us what you got.
So I will provide my Linktree link to Doug, and on there are plenty of free things to take your fancy, because I know some people are visual, some are auditory, some are kinesthetic. We all work differently. And so I have a podcast called The Drive to Thrive Show, and every single day I put out what's called a daily dose of positivity, which is a short piece of insight, inspiration, or wisdom to help set you up for the day ahead. And those episodes are anywhere between 2 and about 10 minutes long. You can go and listen to those or watch those wherever you watch or listen to your podcasts, and also on YouTube. I have a mini ebook called The Confidence Masterclass, which is an in-depth look at confidence, the difference between confidence and self-esteem, how we can begin to build and grow our confidence, and some things that may block or get in the way. And then if you're interested in learning more about mindset, I have a completely free and comprehensive 5-day introduction to mindset course, which is a free email course. You sign up for it, and across 5 days, you'll receive 5 different emails telling you much more about mindset, why it's important, and of course, how we can begin to start working on our mindsets. And then from there, if you love that, there's the Mindset Mastery Bootcamp, which is a paid program, which is your own personalized learning vault, 10 modules, over 67 lessons in total, 6 hours worth of content, all to help you to take charge of your mind and take charge of your life. But for free stuff, go and listen to the podcast, grab the 5-day mindset course, grab the ebook, go onto my social media at GaryRankin_ on Instagram, all about giving away value. And the amount that you can learn and grow and develop for free is incredible. And that's what I love to share with people, is nobody in the world needs a coach. A coach is for people who want to excel faster. Hence why top athletes work with sports coaches to keep them at the top of their game. Top performers work with performance coaches. So anything you want to achieve in your life, you can get everything you need from Google. But if you want to excel at it, get yourself a coach.
There we go. That's it. Couldn't say it better myself, Gary. Thank you very much. We're going to bring this episode to a close because I like to get it all jammed in and make it succinct so that people aren't, you know, listening for hours and hours and hours. So thank you very much for that. We will make sure that your Linktree link is in the show notes. Just reach out for Gary, purge on his freebie stuff. And then, you know, if it works, if it gels, reach out and he'll take, you know, that's what we do. We help people get to the next level quicker. And if you think about any investment that you might make, you know, it compounds. Doesn't matter how much you spend, really. As long as you implement the stuff, embed it in your life, and keep going on it, it's going to serve you for the rest of your life. And you can always come back and top yourselves up. So, Gary, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Doug. It has been a pleasure and a privilege. So thank you very much again.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk.